Okay, we have an announcement. Van, if you'll stand, Van Rowe, if you'll stand, please, sir. This man would like to start a soup kitchen, and of course, you know, he's over the food pantry. So if you see Van, everybody, if you're interested in helping Van, please meet with him after service or get in touch with him. Okay? Thank you, Van. You're welcome. All right, we have a very important prayer request. Jennifer's dad fell. My dad has fallen again twice. My sister's with him now. There is a young lady that has it's her second child, and they've diagnosed it with Down syndrome. That's heartbreaking, so we need to pray for her. She's in her 30s. So those are very important prayer requests. JW, of course. And yes, Marlene. Yes. Okay, pray for him. God knows that need. Right, okay. All right, so many requests. So let's carry those to the Lord in prayer. If you will stand with me, and Pastor, if you'll lead us. Happy New Year. I don't know exactly what Pastor will be preaching, but I know I tell you, the things he's been sharing with me it's good stuff.
Amen. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you that, God, we know that you can do the impossible. You are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, you are our healer, you are our strength, you're our breakthrough, you are a miracle. Father, and there are many people today that need a miracle, they need a breakthrough. So, Father, we lift before you today, Father, Jennifer's father, Deborah's dad, Father, Lord, all of these that have been called out before you today. Father God, Lord, Down syndrome, heart problems, kidney problems, cancer. Father, we curse those things in the name of Jesus. Lord, you're the God that has the final say-so, not man. Father, we thank you for doctors, but we thank you for the great physician, Jesus Christ. And Father, we just pray right now, Lord, that you'll stretch forth your hand in power and might, Lord, and bring healing to all of these today. Bring comfort to all of those, Lord, who are with them, helping them. We pray you'll strengthen them, O God. Lord, send the angels of healing, Father, to minister to these. And Lord, we just thank you for that breakthrough, for that miracle, Father God, for that supernatural power of your hand. In Jesus Christ's name, Father, to touch them. Have your way in this house today. Be exalted, be magnified. Father, we give you thanks and praise in Jesus Christ's name. We pray, and everybody said amen. And amen. Give him a praise today. Amen.
Amen. So good to see you. It's a new year. Amen. You guys look good this morning. We're just going to bring some worship to our King. He's the one sitting on the throne. We bless him this morning.
Blessed assurance. Jesus is mine. He's been my fourth man in the fire, time after time. Born of his spirit, washed in his blood, and what he did for me on Calvary is more than enough. I trust in God, my Savior, the one who will never fail. He will never fail. I trust in Savior, the one who will never fail. He will never fail.
We put all of our trust in you, Lord.
Stop me.
bless your name, Jesus.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Oh, you are the unfailing, the all-sufficient one. We bless your name this morning. To a new season in the physical. I believe it can be in the spiritual too. If we press in, there's a place the Lord desires to take us, even this morning. So we just walk into that. We say, Holy Spirit, lead us into that place that you desire, great teacher. We bless you, Lord. We bless you. Oh, thank you, Lord. Upcoming year, God, let us reach for things deeper. Get a hold of us, oh God. That's our prayer this morning. Get a hold of us. Get a hold of our hearts, oh God, to change this region, to change this nation, oh God. Get a hold of our hearts. Do what only you can do, oh God.
Saturday was silence. Surely it was through, but since when has it ever stopped you? Friday's disappointment is Sunday's empty tomb, but since when has impossible ever stopped you? This is the sound of dry bones rattling. This is the praise makes a dead man walk again. Open the grave, I'm coming out. I'm gonna live again. This is the sound of dry bones rattling. Cost of fire is stirring something new. You're not gonna run out of miracles anytime soon. Yeah, resurrection power runs in my veins too. I believe there's another miracle here in this room. This is the sound of dry bones rattling.
us up. Stand. embrace him right now. We bless your name, Jesus. You are more than enough. You have given us so much. We just thank you, Lord. We just take time out right now to thank you and bless your name. Thank you for what you are doing, what you have done, Lord, for bringing us into another year, Lord. We just thank you for your goodness and your mercy. It is unending. What you have provided for us, God, we just, all we can do is bless you and thank you, Lord. You are so good. Thank you, oh God. All sickness right now, every spirit of infirmity, we break it. Every symptom, we break those things now in the name of Jesus. We break it. We pronounce health and healing over each person in this place watching my live stream. We pronounce healing over you in the name of Jesus. You hold
Nothing is impossible for you. You hold my world in your hands. Nothing is impossible for you. Nothing is
for his healing this morning. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Come on, let's give him a praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Come on, let's really praise him. Come on. Come on, come on. Praise him. You're worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy, Jesus. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 You know, just thinking about the Bible, I was standing up here and I felt the Holy Spirit tell me, Philippians 4:13, I can do all things. I can do all things through Christ who gives me the strength. Say that with me. Say, I can do all things through Christ who gives me the strength. I can do all things through Christ who gives me the strength. Now, I was thinking about that little woman because the Holy Spirit began to cause this to run through my spirit up here about how that Jairus was, you know, daughter was sick, nigh unto death, the Bible said, and he came to Jesus. He came to Jesus. These are the words I heard the Holy Spirit say. Press on. Press on. He came and he was seeking Jesus. And the Bible said that there came a woman in the press of the crowd. And that she had a sickness in her body that she had had for 12 long years, an issue of blood. And she had sought physician's help and no one could help her. No one could do anything for her. But she said in her heart, she heard about Jesus. She said in her heart, if I can just touch the hem of his garment, if I can touch him, if I can touch him, his identity, if I can touch him, I will be made whole. Now I want you to think about this because she was anemic. She was weak. And she came in all her frailty and all of the weakness. And I don't know what she looked like, but I imagine that life had taken a toll on her. The lines had probably grown deep in her, and her frail little body and just skin and bones as she was believing that if I can just touch him. Some of you this morning, see, that's where we're at in some of us. I know we're thinking about, you know, Jennifer's dad falling, Deborah's dad falling, and then there are others, cancer and those who have kidney problems. And there's things that we need the miracles of God to come. You have to press into the miracles. I said, you got to press. The thing about a miracle is that it's never born in a suitable time. When everything is going right and Everybody's singing your praises and everything looks good. You don't need a miracle during that. You need a miracle when the chips are down and the bottom is falling out and the doctors have given up on you. You need a miracle when life tells you that it's over, even at 93 years old. You need a miracle when the doctors have said, man, if something doesn't happen, that you're not going to make it. And when it's looking grim, and when the kidneys are failing, and when cancer is riddling your body, and like this little woman with that issue of blood, and she's pressing in. I want you to get that in your mind this morning, because, you know, she was pressing. She was pressing. I don't believe that she was standing upright. I believe that she was down, because the Bible said she was pressing her way through the crowd. Pressing her way through the crowd. You got to press through the unbelief. You got to press through the doubt. You got to press through the naysayers. You got to press through everything that's surrounding you, because it's very easy for us to say, well, I'm not going to be able to touch Jesus today because there's so many other people that are in front of me in the line. I'm not going to be able to touch Jesus today because the circumstances are not right. You know, they didn't sing my song, and, you know, my favorite preacher's not preaching, and, you know, the atmosphere's not right. I want to tell you, that didn't make any difference for her, because she said, I'm going to touch him today if I can touch him. And I can tell you right now that Jesus is present. And I really believe that we overlook the fact that him being present is like him being here in flesh and blood right now. And whether we understand it or not, he is here in flesh and blood because of you and me. Touch the person beside of you and say, I know Jesus is in you. I know that he's alive and well, and that resurrection power is on the inside of you. Amen. And so when it's bleak and dark and it doesn't look right and the circumstances don't look right, you know what you have to do? You have to say like that little lady did. She didn't feel like coming to the street. She didn't feel like getting up in that morning. She didn't feel like combing her hair. She didn't feel like facing people. She didn't feel like being in the crowd. And much less when she finally got there to where Jesus was, there was all this crowd all around her. And so I believe probably she was half stumbling and on the ground and working her way through the crowd. And see, that's what we have to do. We have to make up our mind. Look, I know today, look, my miracle is in the making. My miracle is present. My God is here. And I know that if I can just touch him, that I'm going to get what I need from him. No devil is going to stop me from getting this today. No demon of hell is going to talk me out of a miracle or talk me out of my healing. No devil is going to talk me out of getting what I need from God. I'm going to press through whatever I need to press through to get what I need to get, because I know that it's present. It's here right now in the atmosphere. Your miracle is floating in the air. Your angel is here to see it come to pass. God's word has already been spoken. He's given it to you. We got to press in. Somebody say, press in. See, I heard in my spirit one of the things for this year is that, you know, that it's time for the church to rise and for the ministry gifts to step up. I'm not talking about fivefold ministry. I'm talking about ministry gifts. Because so often we want to just think, you know, well, let it go. I got to wait for my precise moment. I've got to wait for that perfect timing for me. That when my time comes, your time is here, friend. Your time is passing by. You got to understand, she knew in her heart, Jesus is here. He's walking this way. And if I let him, he'll walk away from me. But I'm going to make up my mind. I'm going to get in his way. I'm going to press my way through the crowd. I'm going to move through the people and every obstacle, and nothing is going to stop me from getting to where he's at today. See, I know that Wilbert Robertson needs a miracle. I know that her daddy probably needs a miracle. I know the lady with the cancer needs a miracle. J.W. Young needs a miracle. And my God is a miracle worker. Aren't you tired of talking about miracles? But we need to believe for the miracle worker to walk in the room and touch him. She pressed her way through. She probably said, you know, hey, excuse me, I got to get through here. I can see her bumping through people, moving through people, shoving her way through. And if you ever been in a crowd in a store, department store, and watched people, especially at Christmas time, they'll narrow themselves up and wiggle their way right through the crowd. Doesn't matter who's there. But if they want that whatever it is that's being advertised. And I'm advertising to you today that Jesus has got what you need. He's the miracle worker. He's the healer. He's the deliverer. He's the prayer answerer. And I want to say to you today that if you'll press through, press. Somebody say press. I got to press through the veil of the flesh. I got to press through every obstacle. Whether anybody's smiling at me or not, I got to press through to get what my God wants me to have and what I need from Him. And she said in her heart, if I can just touch, I haven't got to just grab His cloak. All I need to do is touch the tassels, the tallit. All I have to do is touch the tassel, the prayer life, the essence of who He is. All my finger has to do is connect with that. That's all I got to do is I got to touch Him. I wonder what some of us are waiting on, because we won't press in and we won't press through because we're afraid of what somebody will think about us. I'm going to tell you, my God, if you need a miracle, you're going to look like a fool to get it. You need to press in and say, whatever it takes for me to get it, I'm after it. I'm not going to be stopped. I don't care what time it is, and I don't care what people say. I am going to touch Jesus today. She worked her way through the crowd. And I love this, because the Bible said that when she touched Him, virtue went out of Him, and that she was immediately healed and that blood dried up. She felt it in herself instantly. And Jesus stood still. Man, don't you love that? Oh my God. He stood still because He felt that virtue go out of Him. And He said, somebody touched me. And here's old Peter. Well, my God, Jesus, look at this crowd. I can't even move around and look at my neighbor without somebody bumping into me. And you tell somebody touched you. See, I'm going to tell you, Jesus knows the difference from true worship to just lifting your hands out of an obligation. Jesus knows the difference of a heart that wants to touch Him and that just wants to act like they're touching Him. Come on. He knows the difference, and whether or not you're determined to get it or not, because faith will not say no. Faith says it's mine. Faith says it belongs to me. Not out of arrogance, but out of covenant relationship with God, because I know that the reason that He wants to heal me is because He loves me. He loves me. And so when I'm touching Him, I'm touching His love. I'm touching His goodness. I'm touching His grace. I feel the Holy Ghost right now, and your miracle is right coming your way right now. I'm telling you, your healing is on its way right now. Your breakthrough is on its way right now. I feel the Holy Ghost moving right now. Somebody touched me. Is that the old song? He touched me. Oh, He touched me. And oh, the joy that floods my soul. Oh, something happened, and now I know He touched me and made me whole. See, God's speaking to somebody today by live stream. He's walking right into your room right now where you're at. He's coming your way right now. He's moving through the walls. He's moving through the doors. He's coming your way right now. See, He's saying to you, press in, reach out and touch me. Saying the same thing today to whatever the miracle might need to be, might be. It's coming our way. Somebody said, it's coming my way. She pressed. She pressed. She pressed and she received. She said in her heart and she got it. Oh my goodness. Somebody touched me. Somebody touched me. Out of her desperation, she touched him. Now, this is the amazing thing about this story. There's a twofold thing going on here. Here's a man that came to Jesus that needed a miracle right now. My 12-year-old daughter, he could have said, it's more important than this elderly lady that's pressing her way in to this crowd. I mean, get behind me, Satan. But he didn't have that kind of an attitude, did he? He said, Lord, you were able to do exceeding abundantly above all that I ask or think. And just about the time that that woman and all the crowd was praising Jesus and she received her healing and the accolades were going up, here, think about this. Here comes a servant to tell Jairus, don't bother Jesus anymore. Your daughter's dead. She's passed away. I love this because this is our Jesus now. This is our Jesus. Doesn't matter how long the line is or where you're standing in the back. Doesn't matter how long it takes, whether the piano has stopped playing and the instruments have stopped and the worshipers that have sang sit down. And you think, oh my God, I'm the last one in line and you know everybody's leaving, everything. Listen, Jesus' power never runs out. He never changes. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He reaches out and he takes hold of Jairus. He says, only believe. He locks his eyes on him. And I can tell you that Jesus is doing the same thing for you today. He'll lock his eyes on you when it looks like everybody else has got their miracle and you're left in line and it looks like the bottom's fallen out. And Jesus says, only believe. All things are possible to him that believeth. So I want to ask you something this morning. Do you believe? Do you believe? Jesus said, be not faithless, but believing. Do you believe? 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 Have faith in God. Jesus goes to that house where that little girl is laying on a bed. They're outside. The mourners are. They've hired the mourners to come in. They're all, oh, Jairus, I'm so sorry for you, Jairus. I'm so sorry. I know you went to get Jesus, and I know that she died. Oh, Jesus, if you'd been here sooner. But she's dead now. Jesus just kept walking toward the house. He walked up inside. They were in there too, whining and squalling. And it's okay to grieve. But when your miracle walks in the room, darkness has to go. When your miracle shows up, the atmosphere shifts. He walked in the room and the Bible said, Jesus looked at her and said, well, she's not dead. She's sleeping. She's just sleeping. And they laughed. Isn't it amazing how people can change their demeanor that quick? One moment they're grieving and crying, and the next moment they're laughing. But they're laughing over the wrong thing this time. And Jesus, not politely, he runs them out and makes them leave. And he goes up inside where this little girl is, stands over her body and says, young maiden, I say unto you, rise up. I'm going to tell you, when Jesus talks to your sick body, it's going to be healed. And believe me, he has spoken to it. And he says, I bore your sin in my own body on the tree, that you being dead to sin should live unto righteousness, but through stripes you have been healed. I healed you 2,000 years ago. It has been done. The price has been paid. It belongs to you. That's what Jesus says. And the Bible said that she sat up and that he looked around and said, well, go get her something to eat. I know she's hungry. You know, that's what happens when a person is sick, or a kid sick especially, and you can't get them to eat because they're sick. And the moment that they get healed, what are they? Hungry. Hungry. I want to ask you something this morning. Are you in need of a miracle? Are you in need of a miracle? Are you in need of a miracle? Listen to me. Are you in need of a miracle? Because all it takes is for you to press in and touch Him. He's listening to the language of your heart as you're crying out to Him today. He has seen your tears. He has heard your cry. And He's coming into the room. He's coming into the, He's in the room right now. It's your moment. It's your time. And so right now in Jesus' name, I want you right now by faith, I want you to get a hold of somebody's hand. We're going to agree today right now. You know that person that needs that miracle, that cancer that needs to dry up and die. Not the person, the cancer. And then in Jesus' name, that if you have a son or a daughter that's lost without Jesus, we're going to agree together that they're coming out of that darkness today. We're going to agree that those kidneys are going to be healed today. We're going to believe that that heart is going to be healed today. We're going to believe that that blindness has to leave today. We're going to believe that that blood pressure has to be normal today. We're going to believe right now that whatever that miracle is, that it comes in Jesus' name. Father, right now we call out in the name of Jesus, the name that is above every name, the name that you have set far above all principality and power. We agree together, Lord, that sons and daughters are being delivered from the powers of darkness. We agree together today that every sickness and every disease is healed in Jesus' name. We speak healing. We speak life. We speak wholeness over those, Father God, that the devil has prophesied death over. We say, death, we bind you. We command you to loose them and let them go in the name of Jesus. Come out of them in Jesus' name. Lord, we speak healing and life in the name of Jesus today. And thank you for turning it around. Oh God, thank you for changing the atmosphere, and we give you praise and glory for it. In Jesus' name we pray. We praise you, Father God. Now give Him some praise for that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Press is a big word. Press is a big word for 2025. Because we're going to have to press our way through. Not just because Donald Trump's coming into the White House, you already see the resistance. You already see hell rising up. Don't ever think that the devil is going to sit down and just let things happen. If you prayed for it to get here, you're going to have to pray for it to stay here. You're going to have to pray for more breakthrough. You're going to have to keep the prayer force going in Jesus' name. You're going to have to press and say, devil, we're going to press so hard that we're going to press you completely out, and that we're not tolerating you or putting up with you in 2025, because you're going to deal with the church that's coming alive in Jesus Christ, the Son of God's name. We're going to push you out in the name of Jesus. And that's not just words. You do it by prayer. You do it by confession. You do it by fasting. You do it by your faithfulness and standing on the word of God until righteousness rules and reigns. Amen. Father, we thank you for this today, God. Hallelujah. Can you give Him a praise offering? Hallelujah. Can you get ecstatically happy? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hey. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 You can be seated.
Amen. And hopefully by live stream, Peggy, if you're watching, I command that back to be made straight in Jesus' name. Amen. The only rod you need in your back is the rod of God. You straighten up and be made whole. We're not giving in to the doctor's report in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Ushers, if you'll come, we're going to receive tithe and offering. Thank you so much for your giving.
The devil is a bad devil. Somebody say amen. Amen. Say he's a bad devil. God is a good God. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. My goodness. Press. You got to press. Paul said, I press toward the mark, the prize, and the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Press, press. Press. And I'm just going to read to you some little one-liner stuff here today. I'm not going to attempt to get into this message. We'd be here to 4 o'clock. This has nothing to do with the message. This is just some stuff that I felt the Spirit of the Lord speaking to me about over the last while. And about 2025. And I know all the little quirky sayings and, you know, come alive in 25. And I hope everybody does come alive in 25. And I do believe that's one of the words. Amen. Come fully alive in 2025. Amen. Number one, no more sidelines. No more sidelines. It's either in or out. Ministry gifts. Stewards of God's grace. You get that? No more sidelines. No more sidelines. It's either in or out. Ministry gifts. And I want you to understand that God is depending upon you and upon me. That as we see the task that is before us to rise to the occasion. It's not whether so much as are waiting on that precise moment and timing. Is that if you know that something needs to be done and you have a gift, God expects you to use it. Expects you to use it. I heard this, all hands on deck. All hands on deck. Because what's coming in the earth is going to require us to be up and ready. Every available Christian. Use it or lose it. Because somebody's saying, God, I want it. And you better believe I'll gladly take your anointing. If you don't want it, I do. Amen. Use it or lose it. Listen to this line that I'm getting ready to give you. The church must raise young lions and lionesses. The church must raise young lions. And I believe that the world has been really good at trying to indoctrinate the young lions. With immorality, the CRT, the BLM, I mean, you name it, the woke agenda. And the world has been very good at this, and I believe that the Spirit of the Lord is saying, you know, that we, the church, has got to raise up young lions. Young lions. And I believe that there's people here that have gifts on the inside of you that can do this. Amen. Warriors, arise. Take the high ground, that strategic position that gives you an advantage over the enemy. Take the high ground. Somebody say, take the high ground. The high ground, that strategic advantage place that gives you that place of advantage over the enemy. Remember that Jesus is set far above all principality, power, dominion, and might in every name that is named. Listen, we quote that scripture, but don't fully understand or comprehend what he's saying. Look at your neighbor and say, Pastor is telling you there is not a demonic power. Lucifer himself cannot stand against that. His name is far above all principality, power, dominion, and might. If nothing else, it's like this little lady that was coming in the press of the crowd. She kept saying over and over and over again, if I can touch, if I can touch, if I can touch, if I can touch. If you do nothing else but say in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, the name that the Father has put far above all principality, power, dominion, and might, in the name of Jesus, you will fall, you will go, you will be gone in Jesus' name. Keep it going. Somebody say, keep it going. Keep pressing it in. Every principality and power. And he says, not only in this world, but in the world to come. Amen. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 2. And then Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. Put that armor on. Somebody say, put the armor on. I heard this. Major uprising of the enemy must be combated with major uprisings by the church. Why does the church always wait to pray when the world is out in the street burning buildings and cursing God's name, burning the flag of this nation, or spewing out immorality and godlessness, all the things that it does? Why does the church always wait to rise up? It's time we rose up. So we're going to have to rise up and not put up with this woke stuff in the earth. Somebody say amen. And like we say, woke is still around. There's a lot of garbage that's still around. And so we're going to have to stand up and we're going to have to say, we put you down by the name of Jesus. We bind you in the name of Jesus. That stuff is not just in the Bible to just read it and talk about it. Amen. So yeah, binding and loosing. I got to go to the next class on binding and loosing. Hey, dummy, use it or lose it. Amen. Amen. Pursue. Pursue, overtake, recover all. 1 Samuel chapter 30. Remember when David came back and Ziklag was burned? Remember that in the Bible? And so the Bible said that David went and he defeated the Amalekites. And he brought back and recovered all because God told him to go do it. Somebody say, go do it, go do it. And they had captured his wives. The name of one wife meant joy. The name of the other wife meant delight. And I think the church needs to get its delight in the Lord back and needs to get the joy of the Lord back. Somebody say amen. But it can't be gotten unless you're willing to go fight the Amalekites and pull that demon down in Jesus' name and take what belongs to you. Amen? Amen. I heard this. A call for upper room intercessors who will make an appeal to heaven. Amen. I'm expecting more people to show up in prayer meeting. And hear me, praying in the Holy Ghost, going down the road is great. I do that. Praying in the home is great. But there's something about corporate prayer meeting that makes a difference. Why? Because when I come in here and I've got 20 or 30 or 40 or 50 people gathered around me, can you imagine how much atomic power is present in that meeting? And when we're praying and crying out to God, I can imagine what heaven's like. I think about those creatures that are full of the eyes within and without. And I think about, you know, the all the noise that's going on in heaven proclaiming, you know, the Lamb of God and worshiping him day and night. The noise of heaven, the noise of heaven, the praise of heaven. That's what the church ought to sound like. Somebody say that's what the church ought to sound like. Upper room intercessors. He's talking about praying until the fire falls. Praying and having the fire of God. Not being satisfied with nothing less than the fire. Say, I've got to have it. I want to be ecstatically happy and ecstatically on fire for Jesus. I want to be so overflowing that it gets on somebody. Somebody say amen. See, I'm trying to get the river flowing this morning to you is what I'm doing. And so God is looking in America, in the United States of America. I'm reminded, I wish I could remember all this, but one of the prophecies I think that William Branham made, and I think that they say that all of his prophecies came to pass that every prophesied over. But one of those prophecies is that he saw America devastated. And so I believe that one of the reasons that prophecy is given many times is so that the church will rise up and pray and say, we can stop that. Somebody say, we can stop that. We can stop the woke. We can stop the devil. We can stop anything the enemy's doing if the church would get serious enough and really stand together. Amen. And pray seriously. So call for upper room intercessors. Remember when they went in? The Bible said they stayed 10 days. Somebody said they stayed 10 days. I believe that some of us sitting here, and listen to what I'm going to tell you. God is going to, we used to do this when I was in, you know, a local church. Man, some of us would band together, pray and fast, and we didn't have to wait for the pastor to get up and say anything. Man, we just did it. We were so hungry and thirsty for God and the fire and the anointing. We would just band together, pray and fast, and seek the face of God. And I believe that that's one of the things that the Spirit of the Lord is doing. He's calling on saints to band together in agreement throughout the congregation. If God's leading you to do that, to pray and fast for these kind of breakthroughs to come. Pray and fast for the Holy Ghost to fall on all these kids, these young people, these youth, for God to knock them out of the chair into the floor, baptize them in the Holy Ghost, let them speak with other tongues. Come on. And that they would get up and prophesy. Somebody say, that's New Testament stuff. Amen. Wouldn't you like to see that? It's not going to happen unless you ask God for it. He wants to do it. Somebody say he wants to do it. These miracles that we're talking about, it requires people that have an obsessive hunger for God that says, Lord, we want you to show up. We want to see you do this, God. Nothing else will suffice. We want that kind of breakthrough. You promised this, Lord. And hunger and thirst after it. Those who hunger and thirst after righteousness shall what? Be filled. They shall be filled. Matthew 16, the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. Mark 16, we'll cast out devils. Amen. First Corinthians, we'll pull down the strongholds in Jesus' name. I heard this, witchcraft, control, deception, sleight of hand. And listen to that sleight of hand. It's that skillful hiding of the truth in order to win the advantage. Watch the sleight of hand. Talking about politics. And even in Christendom. Amen. Witchcraft, control, deception. The sleight of hand. The sleight of hand. That skillful hiding of the truth. Skillful hiding of the truth in order to win the advantage. That's why we need to always preach the truth. Somebody say amen. So it requires us to have a keen discernment to be armed with the knowledge of the truth. And to speak up and speak out. Amen. Somebody say, victory belongs to me. But we have to take the ground. That's why the victory is given to me. It's because if I go into my battle knowing that victory is already mine, that means I can fight. And when I want to, sit down and eat a lunch and get back up and fight some more. Because I know that I'm going to win regardless of what comes and what the devil does. Amen. Amen. And then also a fresh supply of oil. David said this in Psalm 92, verse 10. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. He's talking about the unused portion. Somebody say the unused portion. So I believe that there's a fresh anointing coming. And we call it the unused portion. And you've heard other people say, and I think it's been said here, you know, that that's going to be a year of increased signs, wonders, and miracles. And I believe that. I believe that, but I believe that it comes from people that are obsessively hungry for God and are chasing after him and pressing in to know him. Amen. You believe that? You believe that? I do. And then also, finally, keep your garments unspotted. Somebody look at somebody and say, stay clean. Say, I know, I mean really clean. I mean, God knows what you're doing in your house. He knows what you watch. He knows what you listen to. He knows what you got hid. He knows what you do online. Nothing's hidden from him. It's time to get clean. Squeaky clean. Somebody say, squeaky clean. Not to come to church and wag your head and lift your hand and act like I'm the holiest person in the house, and then you got a Playboy magazine or something stuck in your back pocket, as so to speak. Or that you go home and play porn on the internet. Say, don't do it. Don't do it. There's too many people bound by that. And how can the church set these captives free if it's bound by the things that they're trying to see people delivered from? Amen? Look at somebody and say, stay clean, stay free, and do the work of the ministry toward building up the body of Christ. Amen. Amen. Well, I could probably say some more, but I'm not. Because I'm not going to give you my little the bell message yet. Amen. Press. If you're going to leave with anything today, I want you to leave with that. Jennifer, come up to the keyboard. Stand up with me. I want you to say this with me. Say press. Press. Press toward the mark and the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Amen. Father, thank you today for your word. Let that healing river flow in the name of Jesus today. Flow, Holy Spirit. Just worship him. Come on, just worship and love on him. Love on him. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Just love him. Just love on him. Love on him. Love on him. We love you, Lord. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. Shemarande lelele moso. E prakasato huperele mando come. Oh, we love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. E contandele le osse amaya. Sule amote aramiete. Just love on him. Come on, pray in the Holy Ghost. Love on him. Love on him. Love on him. E rabashi, I need you, Lord. I can't live without you, Jesus. I can't live without your touch. I can't live without your presence. Give me what I need to press on, to push through everything, to see what you want me to see, do what you want me to do, accomplish what you want me to accomplish this year. Holy Ghost, we need your Holy Spirit. Ikayando severe le mondo romante, embranete presto popreaso kaya. We need you, Lamb of God. Let this be the year that your holy fire burns in us. Let this be the year where you are so highly exalted, so lifted up, that all will see you and be drawn to you. Let this be the year of kings and priests rising, Lord, with kingly anointing everywhere they go. Priests in their homes, God. Oh, let this be the year that we really know you, that we really know you, really know you, Jesus. We need you, God. We need you, God. You're our everything, Lord. You're our everything. You're our life. You're our sustainer. You're our healer. You're our comfort. You're our strength. You're our hope. You're our breakthrough. You are our miracle. You're all we need, Jesus. You're all we need. You're all we need, Jesus. We love you, Lord. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. How wonderful that you are, Lord. How good that you are, God. How good, Lord Jesus. Just love on him. Come on, just love on him. Love on him. Love on him. Tell him how much you think of him. Tell him how much that you can't live without him. Tell him how great that he is. How awesome. Tell him. Tell him. Lord, let your praise be continually upon our lips. Oh, we purpose in our hearts, God. We purpose in our hearts that your praise will be continually in our mouths. Thank you, Lord. How great you are, Lord. How good you are, Lord. How wonderful are your ways. How great you are. How good you are. How wonderful are your ways. How great you are. How good you are. How wonderful are all your ways. You're my counselor, my everlasting Father. You are my Prince of Peace. How great you are. How good you are. How wonderful are all your ways. How great you are. How good you are. How wonderful are all your ways. My counselor, my everlasting Father, you are my Prince of Peace. I'm satisfied with you, Lord, satisfied with you. 'cause you're good to me. I will look to no other. I'm gonna hold you tight, because you're good to me. How great you are, how good you are, how wonderful are all your ways. And you just love on him some, come on. Counselor, my everlasting Father, you are my Prince of Peace. My counselor, you're my counselor, my everlasting Father, you are my Prince of Peace. So how great you are, how good you are, how wonderful are all your ways. How good you are, how good you are, how good. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your strength, all your mind, all your body. Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these other things shall be added unto you. Seek my face, and my face shall be your reward. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. This young man right here in the back, what is your name? Yeah, you're turning around looking behind you. Patrick. Patrick. You're hungry for the Lord. And God sees the hunger. And I really hear the Spirit of God saying that this year, God is going to begin to open up things by revelation to you that you have never seen before, never heard before, and that his hand is on you to do great things. some things that you prayed about in particular, you're going to see those things come to pass in the name of the Lord Jesus. So, Father, we pray for Patrick today. We bless him in the name of the Lord Jesus. And we thank you for that hunger in him. And we thank you for the things that you're going to do in his life. Thank you for answered prayers. Thank you that the things that seem impossible are going to be possible. Because even though the enemy had a different plan, you squashed it. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, O Lord. In Patrick's life, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Man, how many feel good? Oh, my God. This is like, I feel that Shekinah, that kabod, that weight of the glory. Amen. We will not be having service this evening because I don't want to cancel it this evening. I do not know what the weather is going to do. And I know it has been prophesied that we're going to get snow. And so we'll just see. But I'll see you Tuesday night prayer meeting. If it doesn't snow 2 feet deep. Wednesday night service. All right. And we're going to be continuing on this thought. We will get to share this message. I know God's stirring in Brother Hughes some stuff concerning the new year. I want to hear that myself too. And it's going to be good. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May he turn his face toward you, lift his countenance to you, be gracious unto you, and may the Lord grant you peace in Jesus' name. Amen. See you Tuesday.